This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen, hey Jay, we can do this again. Another hour.
And again.
Woo-wee zowie. That's great stuff. The good news department today has story of a mother who became pregnant while she was already pregnant. Ah, yes.
So whoever said it's a good thing you can't get pregnant when you're already pregnant?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
This apparently is a very fertile mother. She was very happy. Actually, when she discovered that she was pregnant again, she was already pregnant. She conceived her twins 28 days apart. This has got to be something for the record books. Lady's name is Sophie Small. She conceived Holly and Darcy a month apart because of a rare phenom known as superfetation. Sounds like something one of my cows would have. A new pregnancy occurs after the first one. Her husband, who's an accountant, they have a six-year-old already. His name is Oscar. What a great name for a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy, right? Oscar, like Jasper, my other grandson. Anyway, they were trying for another baby after they'd had, it has been 6 years. She's 30 years old. She had an inkling that she was pregnant. But they decided to keep, it's so much fun to keep trying. Let's keep trying. It's fun.
Yeah, well, right? You can only get pregnant once at a time, so. Not so much.
She's a swimming instructor and said she was thrilled when she took the pregnancy test, discovered it was positive, and she got pretty sick. That's happened. How were you when you were carrying Mac? Were you okay?
I was so sick. No, I was not okay. I was very sick. It was a very difficult pregnancy. But the thing with most twins, they typically don't make it to term. Any kind of multiples don't necessarily make it full term.
Yeah.
But they got pretty close. So the one baby that was conceived first, Holly, was born at 36 weeks. And then Darcy, who was born at the same time, was a 32-week baby.
Mm.
So they still made it pretty
well,
much
close
enough.
Well, one of them
weighed
4 pounds, the other weighed 6 pounds.
Well, so. And Holly is considered, I think, full, it's considered full term by 37 weeks. And pregnancies go up to 40 weeks. And so 36 weeks was pretty close. 32 weeks, that's not too far off. Still third
I'm
trimester.
Guessing that she was in pretty good shape, given what she did for a living. So that probably helped her a little bit, right? Wouldn't you think somebody who's in really good physical shape would be able to make it through this a little easier? Is that Daisy snoring in the background?
It is, yeah.
Good for her. I love him. When I hear her, it reminds me of Charlotte, who, those of you who listened to me for a long, long time, remember my darling Charlotte Ann, who sat in the chair in my old house, and she would snore, and Jennifer would go wild, hooting and hollering as she listened to. That was her commentary on the program. So,
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's one day a week where she's really sawing logs. Today's that day.
Okay. It's perfect, in fact. All right, let's see here. There was a drone attack that damaged three buildings near Moscow. Where do you suppose that came from? Because Zelensky says, go get them! And so that's what happened. Good for them, good for him, frankly. Let's see here. The fact that in line with that, Putin decided to order tighter defenses around Moscow. These people, I don't think we got much to worry about unless somebody's got their hands on a button. But as far as conventional warfare, I would say this is not something that the world has to worry about. Hey, listen, if you own stock in Twitter, you should be rid of, the talk about getting rid of McCarthy because he sold out on the debt discussions. I don't think he did at all. Actually, I think he did a pretty good job. But Elon Musk has announced, well, actually, he didn't announce it. Fidelity, the stockbrokers, have been selling a lot of Twitter, not selling it to people, but selling by people, because Twitter is worth about a third of what it was before Elon Musk bought it. So how do you spell it? He probably doesn't care because he's got so much money. But he spent, what was it, $44 million, something like that?
If it was, it was an absurd
amount.
A lot
of money.
Yeah, and that's like pocket change for Elon Musk. This is
right.
Just his little like side project that yep. he almost did more for to humor himself, maybe.
Yeah. All right.
He so had fun with it. He had fun doing a lot of tweeting.
Yep. So with the advent of the failure of a couple of banks, the Silicon Valley Bank, that seemed to go the way that most people thought it should go. Anybody knew anything about banking because they were run badly. But then when Republic Bank was taken over by J.P. Morgan Chase, people were raising their eyebrows thinking this was a grab. The government seemed to have arranged a grab. It wasn't wonderfully well run, but it was a haven for people. For whatever the reason, the wealthiest Americans seemed to like Republic Bank. So Republic Bank had billions in cash in it. Billions. So when there was a question about how it was being run and the Fed said, well, I guess it's time to take this bank over, J.P. Morgan happily takes it over. And they screw all the stockholders. Nobody got a penny. There was a stockholder. But everybody who had money in the bank had money in the bank when it was transferred to J.C. Morgan Chase. So now the announcement's been made that J.P. Morgan is going to build a unit exclusively for the richest families in the world. And they are touting how much wealthier you will be if you put your money into this unit. We're going to watch it for you. So this is a real wealth bet for them, thanks to the United States government and a couple of things that are part and parcel of this phony government-created recession. There you go, boys and girls. So the rich, not that I like promoting the caste system that people like to when they take pot shots at people who are wealthy. Mm-hmm. I just think, you know, this is, it's just,
well, and money can only fix your problems. Like, everybody thinks, oh, money will fix my problems. It'll fix your problems if your problems are financial problems.
Yeah.
But it will make other things a lot easier. Like, let's not lie about that.
No.
But it cannot fix mental health. It cannot fix depression. It cannot fix
can't buy you
alone.
Can't buy me love.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody has problems. And maybe if you have a lot of money, your problems are just rich people problems or other problems. Like, you still have problems is the point. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how much money you have. One problem will just be swapped for a different problem.
Everly Brothers had a great song entitled Problems, Problems. Yes, we all have our problems, including Elizabeth.
Notorious B.I.G. had a great one. Mo Money, Mo Problems.
Mo Money, Mo Problems. All right, let's not get any more money then. So Elizabeth Holmes, speaking of problems, remember her? She was the founder of that failed blood testing startup called Theranos. She's got her problems. She was trying to keep out of jail because she's pregnant, but not able to do that. So she has begun her 11-year sentence in the Texas Slammer. The federal pen in Texas is the home. There are a couple of different in the federal system. In Texas and Illinois, there's one other state, too, that has a very highly intensive a jail for the rough and tumblers, if you know what I mean. And across the street from those tough jails is a country club jail. Marion, Illinois, is where Pete Rose went to play golf when he was sentenced for income tax evasion. I remember that. Ms. Holmes is in that kind of a penitentiary. But why would you send her to jail? I don't get what is there about sending her to jail? It doesn't send a message to her. You gonna think that sending her to jail is gonna stop somebody else from trying to pull the same stunt? Of course not. And so she's as smart as she is and probably would do a pretty good job of running a business. So why not? I had the When I was in the bus business back in the 70s and the 80s, the Secretary of Transportation of Massachusetts got indicted and charged and then found guilty of corruption, and he went to jail. And he was at the Framingham State Penitentiary, and he came to work for me. And he was a great manager. He was very good with people. Barry Locke was his name. I can remember him like it was yesterday. It was 40 years ago. He was very smart. And so he worked for me to help me run my business. Happy to have him. Not a bad guy, just had bad judgment.
Yeah.
So why would he go to, why was he in jail? He helped me. You know, a lot of people are like that. Theranos probably, I mean, Holmes would probably do a great job helping.
Well, and wouldn't it be cheaper to have people on probation and almost force them to be truthful, functioning members of society that abide by the law with the probation? And then if you fail the probation, then, okay, well, then you go to prison or something. Wouldn't that be cheaper on the American public, too, for non-heinous, non-violent crimes?
Yep. Much smarter. Okay, here's something to worry about if you're traveling to Venice this summer. The Grand Canal there, if you've seen pictures, I've been there, walked around it. It's magnificent. Venice is a magnificent city. But the canal's turned green. And nobody, it's, if you pardon the pun, something out of the blue has turned the river or the canal there into a fluorescent green. The water nobody can quite figure out why it's so brightly green. There's an investigation now. What's happening? Local residents reported the strange color over the weekend. And so this phosphorescent, is that the word? Yeah, I guess that would be the description here. That bright green that you see, not like the green that they dump into the river in Chicago.
Yeah, it's not a St. Patty's Day kind of situation.
No, no. So anyway, they've taken samples of the water to review it and see what the heck is going on. Imagine the gondola drivers who are out there with all those people that want to be romantic in the canals, and they come upon this green sludge.
It actually looks really pretty, though.
Okay. Take your word for it. 18 after on Good Day.
Can I help? Who's next?
Tom's part-time barista is now a full-time actor.
Oh, you didn't hear. He got the part on Broadway. Yeah, great for him, bad for our finicky cold brew tap.
Now he needs a star understudy to fill his open role.
And he made the best grande triple shot with oat milk caramel.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
After the hour, smiling are we as we work our way through another hour of conversation. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, happy to be here. This is social media time. Most of the time we talk about people that are celebrities and what's trending, who's following them, etc., etc., etc. And then sometimes it's neat to kind of dig into the vault here of what people are saying about things that we're talking about. And yesterday, the Ed Ames audio from the Johnny Carson Tonight Show, when Ed taught Johnny how to throw a tomahawk. And I've watched this audio, it's more fun to watch it, actually. I can't tell you how many times I watched it. Matter of fact, because Ed McMahon and I say this lovingly, I don't know why I always have to feel like I'm apologizing for being a name dropper. Ed and I just were good friends for the last 10, 12 years of his life. And we sat in his living room one night and watched the replay of this, because he said it was one of the most, and all of the fun that they had on that show and the great relationship he had with Johnny most of the time, they would never talk about, they never rehearsed, they didn't, neither of them knew what the other was going to say or do during the course of the program. The other thing they really, Johnny rehearsed was the monologue. But when they came around to the guests and that sort of thing, everything was very spontaneous. So this night that Ed Ames, who was playing an Indian named Mingo on the Fess Parker Daniel Boone show, one of the things he did on the show was throw a tomahawk to get the bad guys. So they'd set up a wooden portrait of a man, and so Johnny says to Ed, "Show me how you throw the hatchet." And so the tomahawk, didn't call it a hatchet. So he did, and it hit the Indian. It hit the person or it hit the picture in the crotch. And the audience went crazy. And it was one of the most, Ed said that Johnny literally couldn't stop laughing. It was the most hysterical night that they'd had, especially to that point. It was early on in the Tonight Show career with Johnny. I think his third or fourth year he was doing it. And the audience couldn't stop laughing. Johnny couldn't stop laughing. Ed Ames didn't know what to make of.
Well, he was physically taken aback.
like, he even stumbled backwards when he looked up after throwing the tomahawk.
So, and where it landed.
Where it landed, yes. And you can see he wants to go remove it.
Yeah, right.
And Johnny Carson restrains him, like, Like, he pulls him back, like, nope, don't go take that out.
Right. Johnny had such a great, that was one of the things Ed said, he had such a great sense of timing and what the audience was going to like. And they did. It was hysterical. So we got some comments from people on our social media page. It's Facebook and Instagram, by the way, at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. So let's see here. Terry just sends a thumbs up. Yep. I mean, under the circumstances, let's see. Lynn says it was hilarious. If you haven't ever seen it before, we have it posted on our Facebook page, right? Do we post it on the website too? It's an old.
Yeah, it's on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah. And the reason we brought it up is because Ed Ames had passed away at the age, I think, of what, 95, 96. He really he had a pretty great life, I think, though he had dementia in the end. Do you know that that Jimmy Carter's wife has dementia?
Yes, this is something, I saw that.
Yeah, this is something that's all over social media. She's living happily at home. Jimmy Carter is kind of holding on. He's been in hospice care for 3 months now.
Yeah, his grandson he's doing home hospice care, so they at least are together.
Yeah, and grandson said it's as good as it can be under the circumstances. So you know what? They've had a good, happy life together. With good luck, they'll go out together. I think that could be the nicest solution to that problem. 28 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls it one of the largest spending cuts in American history. Critics say it doesn't cut spending enough or it cuts the wrong programs. New information from last night, the House Rules Committee voted 7-6 to advance the debt ceiling bill to the floor. That means the bill will come to the floor today for debate and a final passage vote before it goes to the Senate if approved. Republican Congressman from Colorado, Ken Buck on CNN.
Republicans are saying that, you know, there's a few billion here and a few billion there that we are saving. Only people in Washington, D.C. believe that you can save a few billion dollars and spend and go into debt $4 trillion more. People are furious. This is a bill that I think is going to be on the level of Obamacare.
Game one of the NBA Finals between Miami and Denver is tomorrow night. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
No more looking out the window. Let's get back to the action here. Look at your radio. That'd be the best way for you to follow along with us. Look at the radio. And then behold what comes out of it. Jay Kirshner's voice, Doug Steffen's voice, and our thoughts. And your thoughts, too. You get a kick out of people and their reactions to things that are posted. The Gracie Awards that I attended last week, in Jay's honor, the ladies that I met, and I don't know if you, I didn't talk to, do you see the picture of those two women that I posted with me on Facebook?
Yes, yeah.
A couple of ladies at one.
Two dates.
Well, it was very interesting how it came to pass. lady who is an Iranian that won an award, and I think I sent you her name. I actually want to invite her to be on the program. Did I send you her name?
You did. I emailed her.
Yeah. And the other lady who was her best friend happens to be the wife of probably the most influential music executive, not only in California, but in the world. Very interesting, ladies. Great conversation. So as I posted the picture, some of the responses, here's Robbie Pratt, who says, well, I guess we're not down on the farm tonight. And then other comment, who is this? Who are these people? And so I put a caption under the photo. So if you're following, they were, who are these people that I'm with? Everybody, who are those people? Well, they become new friends. And it's nice to have new friends. Always good to have new friends. And I think that I'm most appreciative of the people who have listened to this program for a long time, and then people that are newbies that come in and find it to be a comfortable place for you to spend some time, learn about what's going on. For example, here's the story of a collector celebrating one of the greatest purchases of all time. Listen to this story, Jay. A pair of 4-inch jars that this person paid $25 for. And by the way, the person was never identified. They were put up for auction, and they sold for $74,500. They were bought at a, I guess it was like a, you know, like we have junk in the trunk sales at the farm, right? Flea market, whatever. You always, and you hear stories of somebody buys a painting, and they, you know, they pay $5 for it, and it's worth $5 million, something like that. These jars were found to be from the Qing dynasty in the early 18th century in China. So how they got to where they were, who knows? Nobody's going to explain that. But this was a good, according to the director of the auction house, a really good piece of imperial porcelain, so well manufactured, so well produced, skill, care, and the Chinese were great as artisans and craftsmen. And so that's why this thing was worth as much as it was. Some collector figured it out. The value of the jar is certainly not $25.
No.
And this is what...
This happens a lot.
Yeah, doesn't it, though? Yeah, you're right. It does seem to happen a lot. So anyway, congratulations to that person. Turned $25 into $74,000. Yay!
Yeah.
All right, exactly. Don't we all wish, we all dream. It's kind of like winning the lottery. We all dream of finding something like that, right? Finding something of value that will just be fun. Kind of a, I don't know, it's just fun. I'm happy for that person. All right, the bipartisan deal struck by the president and the House Speaker cleverly dubbed the Biden-McCarthy bill. So, what does this actually do? It's taken me this long to actually figure out and try to translate this for your benefit, my benefit, all of our benefits. What the heck is this thing all about? What does it do? Why have people said, this is great? And other people have said, oh, this is terrible, awful, unga bunga. Well, it's 99 pages long. It's called the Fiscal Responsibility Act, the Biden-McCarthy Fiscal Responsibility Act. Don't you love how the government comes up with these names? Yeah.
What's the acronym for that?
Anything. What is that? I don't know if there was an A in there. It could be fart, but it isn't. At any rate, so they got it through the committees. So here's what it does. It extends the debt limit for another 2 years. It's a suspension of the debt ceiling, which is currently at $31.4 trillion. So, okay, you can't pay your bills, you borrow a few bucks, right? What's a trillion here and a trillion there? Anyway, that resolves the issue through the election, which is all these guys wanted to do in the first place. They don't want this to be an election issue. All right. And by that time, so here's how you, this is how you know that the recession won't last long. The recession can't go through an election cycle because literally everybody who's in office will be blamed for it and they'll all get tossed out of office because, as what's his face who worked for Clinton said, it's the economy, stupid. And James Carville is his name. So that's true. So the debt, all of this stuff is going to get resolved in the next 12 months. You can count on that. So anyway, what else does it do? It includes spending caps to kind of change the appropriation process. It'll limit military spending to $886 billion. Oh, my God. Ridiculous. Used to be $700 billion. They waste $200 and some odd billion a year. That's the thing that's disappointing. And pretty much everybody who's conscious and taking in nourishment and breathing the air knows what a complete ruse. I know all of you say, oh, no, we can't touch the military budget. We have to protect ourselves. Nah. Yeah, we do have to protect ourselves. We've done a great job of that because we can blow up the earth about 40 times with what we've got in our arsenal, and who knows what the rest of them have got in their arsenals.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, the discretionary spending is actually cut down, and that's good. There are all kinds of other things that these numbers, when they refer to it as an historic deal, it cuts spending year over year for the first time in the last three administrations. You know, everybody talks about Trump, what a great leader he was. He could have done this and he would have been a hero for everybody, but he didn't, for whatever the reason. And neither did Obama. So both of them were losers when it came to that sort of thing. Anyway, let's see here. The veterans funding is something that they're arguing about still. And why are they arguing about this? That'd be one of the few things I would think everybody would be in agreement on. Take care of the veterans. Anyway, the bill rescinds $28 billion in unspent COVID relief funds, eliminates $1.4 billion in IRS funding. Hooray!
Done with that.
Yeah, screw the IRS. So they're not going to get to add all those. What are they going to add? 80,000? Well, that's what they said they were going to do, to go get those damn tax evaders. We shouldn't have the tax system that we have because it doesn't work. Hello? How many people do you know that don't pay any taxes at all because they figured out a way around
it? Are they kind of loopholes?
Of course, because the laws are written to be loopholed, if you will. All right, so what's in it?
I don't know anybody who doesn't who does that, but I know a lot of people who get refunds.
Yeah. Well, not
because they've overpaid on the taxes. Yes.
Yeah, right, exactly. So let's see here. Biden thinks this is a great deal. He says he didn't have to pay a ransom for the debt ceiling extension. The modesty of the spending cuts, even though the members of his the left-wing lunatics in the Democratic Party, this is terrible. No, there aren't any changes in Medicaid. And doesn't do anything with Social Security. They're untouched. The bill will fully preserve the climate and clean energy provisions. You know, that's something they could have taken a hatchet. Or what did, the hatchet to the tomahawk to. Let's see here. It averts the default, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I'm looking at these things, and there's a lot of gobbledygook in this, as you can imagine. But there are a couple of good things. I think what I stopped at the IRS because I thought that was cool. Why do we so? Of course we don't like the IRS. Look at the tactics. And nobody likes to give up their money anyway. Right?
Well, but and not everything is the same because you have some states who do not have a state income tax.
Income tax
then you have
right.
others who have all these different ones. Like in Ohio, you have state, you have regional, you have RITA. Yeah, you have the national one. Like, there's just, it's not all the same.
Mm-hmm. I get a feeling also that Biden and McCarthy actually are friendly and get along, unlike so many of the others who are in the House and the Senate and the stalking that these people do of each other It just seemed like there was a warmness that was good. Happy to see that. A lot of travelers have been going to a rural Missouri town to see the remains of a nun. Want me to read that sentence over again?
Yeah, this is.
Here's this nun who died 4 years ago, but her body has not decayed. Sister Wilhelmina Lancaster of the Most Holy Rosary died exactly, 4 years ago, right, at age 95?
Mm-hmm.
The sisters from the Benedictines of Mary and Queen of Apostles Monastery in Missouri decided to move her body into the monastery, into the chapel there, where they discovered her remains had decayed, not really at all.
No, and what...
Wasn't embalmed?
No, yeah, exactly. Not embalmed. It was a wooden casket that ended up having some kind of crack or hole in it. So mm-hmm. there was a lot of dirt and soot, and the air definitely got in there.
Yeah.
The fabric that was used to line the inside was also the same fabric that she had on her. The fabric on the coffin itself was pretty much torn up, decaying itself, but the fabric on her was not. It was still fully intact and everything.
So... could this be Jesus coming back in some way, shape, or form as a woman? What would happen if Jesus came back?
I don't think anyone's saying that. It's just, but it's one of those signs of the ultimate holiness or something like
right.
that.
Where she ultimately
a lot of people are going, and it'll be a question of whether or not they pursue sainthood for her.
Yeah, because she's still around, in a manner of speaking. All right, pretty interesting story, and we hope we got a lot of them here at 8. Where are we? No, 48 past the hour.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Is there a dad in your life? You're looking for the perfect Father's Day gift? It's easy. You give them Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. That's 30DOUG and get $30 off qualifying orders. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Okay, there they are. The dogs in the backyard complaining there aren't enough cats to chase. This is a perfect time to introduce you to Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show. You can find all about The Pet Show at petshow.com. He is an expert when it comes to P-mail. If you would like to get to Warren, his P-mail address is Warren Eckstein, Eckstein, at pmail.com.
I'd love to know where that's going to go.
I'm thinking that myself. Okay, let's see where that goes. All right, so would you like to explain the reference to P-mail, my friend?
Yeah, you know, we, as human beings, when we want information, we read it with our eyes. When dogs want information, they use their nose.
Sniffers.
So I got asked the other day, specifically, why when I take my dog out for a walk, specifically in areas where so many other dogs pee, why does my dog want to really spend a lot of time there smelling? Mm-hmm. That's what I call P-mail. Mm-hmm. All the information that dog needs is in that location. He can tell the sexes of the other dogs, the food. So I call it P-mail. It's a nicer way to put it. So the next time your dog's smelling around there, ask him if he downloaded his P-mail.
Maybe we could do. Could get Daisy a P-mail address. DaisyMay@pmail.com.
I think
Warren.
No, that's okay. Warren at pmail.com. Gets enough pmail on this already.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
All right. So let's talk about what it takes to make a dog comfortable. That is the routine. I know every morning Daisy comes into my studio and she's ready to have a pee, speaking of pees, and we go outside, she has a pee, and she sniffs around, comes back in, waits for her breakfast, get her breakfast, and go out for a walk and a poop, and pretty much every day, and then she comes with me, she's in my truck with me pretty much all day long when I'm out and about. That's a routine that she seems very comfortable
in. You know, so many of your listeners and my listeners, Doug, are the type of people, and God bless them, that go out there and adopt their dogs and adopt their cats. But when it comes to dogs, many dogs that are adopted were subjected to unpredictability in their lives, and that really can cause a situation. But if once you adopt a dog, I don't care what they've been through, and you establish a predictable routine, consistent cues, a lot of positive reinforcement, it's possible to provide a vulnerable dog with a safe and comfortable environment, and with that structure and the predictability in their daily life, they can really come a major, major change. So, you know, a lot of people get frustrated when they take a dog from a shelter, and sometimes it takes a dog, you know, 6 months to decompress. So I want you to understand that many of these dogs came with no routines whatsoever, and what we look at them, we may compare them with a dog we had when we were a kid. Don't do that. Give them the opportunity to decompress, and at the same time, establish a routine, be consistent, use positive reinforcement, and the most important thing you can do is when your dog is doing absolutely nothing, just walk by and say good boy or good girl.
You know, Daisy came from a puppy mill down in Arkansas and had been in a cage for 2.5 years, had 2 litters, never got out of the cage, couldn't walk when I got her, had no social skills because she was in the cage, she pooped and peed, and the fact that she's come around to be a healthy, strong member of the community is something I'm very, very thankful for.
Yeah, but people go and adopt a dog, and they think instant gratification. You know, so many of these dogs, like Daisy with the puppy mill, if they've been abused. Or I was working with a dog last week that had 5 different homes before it was 1.5 years old. So every time the dog saw a car, it would panic because it associated the car with being moved to a different location and changing life.
Yeah.
So there are so many things that people need to understand, if you were to look at my emails or my Facebook page, like I do every morning at 4:30, 5 o'clock, by 5:15, I'm in tears because dogs are being returned where they don't have to be returned. You know my rule. Once it comes into the house and it pees and it kisses me, it's there for life. Just that simple.
Yep.
And I think people should understand that about that. Don't just go out and do it. When you do it, make the commitment. They do come around. You know, your dog doesn't have to be Cujo. It can turn into Benji if you're careful.
Mm-hmm. All right, listen to this. This is the story of a Colorado man who was arrested. He blamed his dog for driving over the speed limit. He actually swapped seats with the dog as he got pulled over. The police watched him. He got out of the driver's seat and he put the dog in the driver's seat. And then this guy was obviously looped when he got it. The police officer approached the vehicle and he saw this guy put the dog in the
How do you even dog a breath?
Oh, my God. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, let's get that. Yeah. All right, here's this. This hero cat saved her owner who was having a heart attack. The cat pounded its paws on her chest to wake her up as she was going through a heart attack.
Doesn't shock me.
Isn't that amazing? This woman is only 42 years old as well. But you talk about shocking stuff. And the cat was meowing as well, very loudly. So that's what got the attention of other people in the house. So good for her. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Send your P-mail to warreneckstein@pmail.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.